Columbia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
66. Boy, Bill, we're off to a tough start here. 66 eastbound as you come out of Manassas before you even get to 29 Centerville. That's where we have the crash. Still quite active. Still see a lot of help at the scene here. Fire trucks, ambulance. Looks like just the left lane getting by. So everybody heading over to that left side. Let everybody in. Everyone wants to get over there. And again, like I said, delays quickly are forming here as you head through Manassas. I'm also seeing some of that volume on 29 Lee Highway. If you're on 234 trying to get up toward 66, you're trying to merge into that backup. So Sudley Road, 234 northbound, bunched up early as well. So that's one of our really hairy spots right now, as is the George Washington Parkway. Now, last hour, we've been dealing with an incident still with the crash southbound George Washington Parkway. If you're heading south, say, of the Overlooks, down past the Key Bridge, you're hitting delays before the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge to get you past the Memorial Circle scene of the crash. They're still trying to hook up one car to the tow truck there. DC 295 southbound, it was reported as a stalled. DC crews there between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Look coming out of Riverdale and Chevrolet for some of those early delays. And for Metro Rail riders, we have fire department activity outside of the Benning Road station. Metro Rail is saying expect delays on the blue and orange line trains, and for silver line trains only operating between Wheelie Avenue and Stadium Armory, again because the fire department activity there. Update sponsored by Davison Invention Services. Have an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and get started kit today. 800-294-7417. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If it's not today, it will likely be tomorrow that we set record warmth. Today, 72. The record, 76. Some early morning fog and clouds giving way to sunshine by tomorrow up to 78. That's a record. Breaking the record of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Warrenton, 52 in Bowie, 53 degrees in Washington. Chinese officials are livid over the vandalism and theft of a statue in Philadelphia. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning. It's 6:08 on this Tuesday morning. Joining us at 6:35 will be Ashley Carter with the D.C. School Board to discuss yet another brewing scandal within the D.C. school system. At 7:05, it's Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, Steve Kastenbaum from South Korea. At 8:05, Chuck Feast, the former campaign manager for Mayor Vince Gray, will be joining us. We'll discuss the election and also the D.C. public schools. At 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Mary Walter. Here with Vince Cohen Ace.
Good morning. It's still fallout from that shooting in Parkland, Florida last week. And now what we have is the survivors of that shooting have spent a lot of time on national television discussing gun control policy and what they think, these high school students think, should be done. Now, this is an interesting phenomenon and one that CNN and MSNBC especially have exploited over the last week in order to push gun control. But I wonder this morning to what extent that you think that children should decide our gun control debate, or especially the survivors of a shooting like this, to what role should they play in a gun control debate? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. I've got some cuts here for you. I'd like you to hear some audio clips. Anderson Cooper was on with one of the students from Stoneman Douglas this weekend and who was saying it's time to talk gun control. Listen.
Do you really think change is possible in terms of, I mean, for what the kind of change you want?
Everything I've heard where we can't do anything and this is just out of our hands is inevitable. I think that's a facade that the GOP is putting up. I think that's what they want us to think. I think that after every shooting, the NRA sends them a memo saying...
Yeah, so just to pause here for a moment, he's basically saying, you know, this is that we can't do anything. This is out of our hands. Who is saying that? Who has actually said that? That's a talking point.
Yeah.
That it's a liberal talking point, but no Republicans actually said those words. We can't do anything is out of our hands. Go on.
Send your thoughts and prayers. Say, let's not talk about it now. Say this happens. This is the only country where this kind of thing happens.
That's not true.
Been hearing things from people. They don't have gun drills the way we do. We had to prepare extensively at Stoneman Douglas, and that shocked people. This is something that can be stopped, and this is something that will be stopped.
Do you worry that this will become, you know, a week from now, when the media moves on, that this will become just another in a long line of tragedies?
That was the thought I had, but I'm not worried, because I've never seen this reaction before.
Well, you're 17. Also, you live in the town that right now is the center of the universe for this story. And of course, you're going to feel the energy for it while you're there. But again, he's sort of reflecting on what he's seeing around him.
Everybody is sending in support. Everybody believes in what we're doing. And everybody says, okay, we're done believing that this is inevitable. This can be stopped. This needs to be stopped.
So for those who are saying, you know, thoughts and prayers, and this is not the time to talk about guns.
This is the time to talk about guns.
I saw somebody point out over the weekend, eulogies don't get rebuttals. And so we often talk about people when we eulogize them in the best and most glowing way we can. And then there's nobody up there to be like, oh, and by the way, he was a terrible person. Here were his deficiencies. We don't do that. And likewise, when it comes to survivors of a shooting like this, we have a lot of reverence and deference to people like this. And we should, because of what they've just experienced. But what's happening, though, is we're also handing over the keys. And we're saying, you also get the authority here to dictate gun control for us. Here's another student who was on with CNN this weekend.
I don't have to tell you guys, they give millions of dollars to politicians. They have a very powerful tool.
So just Allison Camerota set up a little fraudulent, too, because so many other gun organizations offer way more money than the NRA has ever offered to any politician. Also, the NRA's power is derived from its membership, not its money.
So, I mean, how do you expect politicians who need money to keep running for office to say no to the NRA?
Because we keep telling them that if they accept this blood money, they are against
blood
the children.
Money.
They
who
are against the people who are dying, and that. There's no other way to put it.
If you're against people having guns, if you're for people having guns, you're against children. That's the setup we just got. How do you fight back against these gunmen? Maybe a gun would help, potentially.
At this point, you're either funding the killers or you are standing with the children who have no money. We don't have jobs, so we can't pay for your campaign. We would hope that you have the decent morality to support us at this point.
And not take money from people that want to keep lessening gun legislation and making it even easier for these horrifying people to get guns. Because if you can't get elected without taking money from child murderers, why are you running?
Child murderers. So this is the debate. And this is where we are right now. We have basically the survivors of this shooting. Many of them very eloquent, obviously, impressive kids, but being used now as a gun control, being used now, exploited. Remember, it was Ben Shapiro who accused Piers Morgan of standing on the graves of the children of Sandy Hook, of using their deaths in order to advocate a policy agenda. Now we've actually got the survivors of a high school shooting being used to advocate a policy agenda. And should they be? And to what extent should they be involved in the gun control debate? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
I believe there has to be a debate. I don't have a problem with the debate, but I do think it's more than just a debate about which guns we should ban. I don't believe that is the only part of this debate. I think we need to look at why kids are going into schools and shooting them up. I think that needs to be examined, not just the weapon. I think it is horrific. I think it is disgusting to play on the emotion of children in order to further your political agenda. I think it's disgusting and gross, and I'm shocked that parents would allow their children to be manipulated in this way and used in this way. And I think those who are doing this, who are manipulating these children and using them to further their political agenda, should be ashamed. But I understand they don't know the meaning of shame because the end justifies the means for them. So I think this is disgusting.
Your reaction to this in a moment, 888-630-9625. MSNBC anchor Ali Velshi, thrilled with it.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm with you on that. I believe it. Having been down there and listening to you guys, the sooner you guys can take charge of things, the better it'll all go.
The sooner they take over, the better. What do you think? 888-630-9625.
6:15 at WMAL Traffic and Weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, we're dealing with problems on Metro Rail. Fire department activity outside of the Benning Road station has been talking about for, over 20 minutes now. And now Metro Rail saying they are suspending service on those Blue Line trains. Silver Line trains, because of the activity, as only running between Wheelie and Stadium Armory. So, again, for Metro Rail, Blue Line train service suspended between Stadium Armory and Addison Road in fire department activity at Benning Road, and they are requesting shuttle buses, so that takes a little while just to get that established and set up, so start planning for the extra time. I know it gets a little frustrating, but now you're in the know, and I'll let you know if there's any changes at the Metro Rail for that problem. On 66, still pretty much status quo as far as the accident and lane closures here eastbound. Before you get to 29 Centerville, still the two right lanes blocked. Still a lot going on with this crash. So everybody, watch coming out of Gainesville up ahead. You're going to hit those brake lights pretty hard. And merging into the backups, 234 Sudley Road, just jammed trying to get up on 266. Once you get past the crash, though, that really is the breakaway point. So then traffic release through Centerville, Fair Oaks, and up through to the Capitol Beltway. So you don't have anything to worry about beyond that for now. On 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, Lorton, Newington, starting to see those pockets of delays form. On the George Washington Parkway southbound, after you come around Memorial Circle, crew still dealing with that crash. Had one that was off the roadway, still a lot going on there. Northbound side, GW Parkway, you're doing okay at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we're going to start out with patchy fog. Those clouds will give way to sunshine for the afternoon, a high of 72. Tonight, mainly clear early. Fog in the morning, low 59. Wednesday, we'll start out with that fog. It'll clear. We're going to have record high temperatures tomorrow expected, a high of 78. And that is going to break the old record of 75 set in 1953. Currently in our nation's capital, 53 degrees at 617 on WMA.
All right, so to what extent should we allow the survivors to be involved in the gun control debate? Or not just allow them, but to solicit their opinions actively on how we should handle gun control in the United States. It's important because this week on Wednesday, the president is set to meet with survivors, high school students and teachers, to have a listening session on this very subject. Also, Wednesday night, CNN is hosting this town hall, Stand Up, the Students of Stoneman Douglas Demand Action, wherein politicians and survivors of the shooting will be together on CNN's presumably gun control fest on Wednesday evening. So, where are you on this? 888-630-9625. Let's go to Ben, who's in Culpeper this morning. Good morning, Ben. How much do you, on line 7, do you expect that, how much do you want the children to be involved in this gun control debate?
In general, I don't like children being involved in these debates because they just don't have the breadth of experience. But also, we can't really let these the people who were eyewitnesses to this be involved right now, and that's because they are emotional, they're irrational, and politicians know that. Why do you think Dianne Feinstein waited so long to reintroduce the assault weapons ban? She waited until right after Sandy Hook because she knew people were upset.
That she could take advantage.
The moment you mentioned the NRA, when the NRA had absolutely nothing to do with it. He wasn't an NRA member. In fact, show me an NRA member who was involved in a mass shooting. The moment you mentioned the NRA, when the NRA was not involved, you lose all credibility.
Yep. Yep. Well, remember with the Scalise shooting, who was mentioning the NRA when the Bernie Sanders supporter was tearing through a congressman? Who was saying it was the NRA's fault then?
Hey, who was saying it was the NRA when Brian Terry was shot with an assault weapon?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much. Good points this morning, Ben. Bill, who's up next in Great Mills this morning. Bill, good morning. What do you make of the survivors being involved in this gun control debate?
Well, I think it's perfectly understandable that these students that were there are reacting emotionally, but they're being goaded by... I call Democrats illogics because they function on a purely emotional level. They think with their emotions, and so does CNN. But leaders, true leaders, are supposed to react and make decisions based on logic and the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's understandable they want to get involved, but leaders have to use logic when they make their decisions.
And let's not forget who's in control of the conversation here. It's the anchor who's sitting there asking the question, what do you think should be done about our gun control policy in reaction to this, right? I mean, he's the guy who's leading them to get to that point where they're on national television saying these things. It's not like they just, you know, open their mouths and are like, oh, man, everyone's overwhelmed by it. No, it's the press that's enabling this. Instead of just getting their reaction to the shooting, they're going to the next step. They're like, okay, now tell legislators what to do. Now do it. And by the way, there's nobody here to rebut you, because what lunatic's going to rebut you? Who's going to come out and be like, no, that's wrong? We'll try. Let's go to Randy in Reston this morning. Good morning, Randy. You're up next here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. I'm just going to point out that the last two callers hit the nail right on the head, exactly right, with pointing out the fact that the Democrats love to utilize the emotional card, especially in a knee-jerk reaction to something like this. I got a sister in high school, and her history teacher doesn't even require that they have to learn the Bill of Rights. She says they're exempt from learning it. But I was just going to point out, I wonder how many of these young adults, teenagers, are also willing to address and throw out their gun and violent-ridden video games, their music for the last 10 years, maybe even more than that, 20, 30. How many of them are willing to throw out all that garbage media that they've been indoctrinated for the past 20, 30 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, good question. I couldn't begin to answer that question. I don't know how they probably feel about that now. But they're looking at this from the perspective of guns. And you got to wonder, listen, did you hear, I mean, just some of the way the kids answer the questions, blood money, things. It sounds like Michael Bloomberg had phone calls with all of them prior to them doing the interviews.
Yeah, and I hate to go all Tipper Gore here, but I do think the video games are too realistic and way too violent, and we have desensitized this generation to any kind of violence and any kind of killing through video games and through movies as well. So I think that needs to be addressed, too.
More from you in a moment on how much the press should be relying on the words of the survivors in order to dictate national gun policy. 622 on WMAL.
Decision makers, let WMAL help take your business to the next level. Don't wait. Get your message in front of Washington's most affluent, well-educated, and extremely loyal listening audience. To advertise with WMAL, visit WMAL.com/advertise. Nothing in the market offers better ROI. So connect with us and let's grow your business.
This is Larry O'Connor. Visit WMAL.com/advertise to partner with WMAL.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The Envy Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money, or partnering with the Envy Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually, and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
You have no desire to do anything to get up, to move.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression with TMS therapy at Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers.
TMS therapy, it's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression. I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment, because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
I don't know where I would be or what I would have done without TMS.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Accepting most insurances, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com.
It's 625 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, a sigh of relief here for Metrorail riders. They had temporarily suspended the Blue Line trains at Stadium Armory due to fire department activity outside of the Benning Road station. However, they are just saying they have restored service. They were setting us up shuttle buses, but they say everything, they figured everything out, everything's okay. But do expect some residual delays on those Blue Line trains. Silver Line trains also, they had been just operating between Wheeling and Stadium Armory when this was happening. So now they're getting everything back up and running. On 66, we are jammed pushing through Manassas into Centerville, still with the crash, still blocks the two right lanes. So coming out of Gainesville, get ready for an extra slow morning through that area. Also through the battlefield, 29 and into Groveton, that picks up delays for the bailout traffic for commuters coming out of the Gainesville area, 234 to merge up onto 66 slow. However, if you are sitting in that backup, once you get past the crash, that really is the breakaway point. I'm seeing nothing beyond that as far as any delays continuing up through to the Capitol Beltway. Now, for 395, crash was reported in the Landmark right near Duke Street. They were trying to get that to the shoulder. Still dealing with this issue with the car that went off the roadway on the George Washington Parkway, southbound south of the Memorial Circle. And if you're coming off of 50 and the BW Parkway through Riverdale and Chevrolet, had been slow to get down past the broken down car between Eastern Avenue and Burroughs Avenue. Update sponsored by Page Publishing. Have you written a book? Well, learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If it's not today, it will likely be tomorrow that we set record warmth. Today, 72, the record 76. Some early morning fog and clouds giving way to sunshine by tomorrow up to 78. That's a record breaking the record of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
All right, one of the survivors who's appeared on CNN is by the name of Emma Gonzalez. And interestingly, over the weekend, she was quoted as saying the following on TV, on CNN. In Florida, to buy a gun, you do not need a permit. You do not need a gun license. And once you buy it, you do not need to register it. You do not need a permit to carry a concealed rifle or a shotgun. You can buy as many guns as you want at one time. All of those talking points perfectly echo a series of CNN tweets that were put out just days prior. Perfectly. I don't know exactly what's going on here. Real quickly, Jill, in Germantown, what do you make of all this?
Yeah, I think that Ann Coulter has this exactly right. The left puts up these recent victims as, you know, the carrying the message, and you have to pull your punches. You know, you're not really able to fully, you know, if you argue with them, it's seen as attacking them because they're recently victimized. So there's that, and then equally important is these kids need to be processing their grief right now. They don't need to be starting their political careers. You know, that's just horrible.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing stuff. 628 here on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to speak with Ashley Carter from the D.C. School Board to find out what's going on now. I mean, it just seems to be one thing after the next after the next. And this has to do with apparently school choice for me, but not for thee. Gosh, she's got all the details here. 6:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. 6 out of 10 Marylanders say in a new survey that they either approve or strongly approve of the job Governor Larry Hogan is doing. That 61% approval rating in a new Goucher College survey is down just 1 point from a similar poll last September. Meanwhile, Prince George's County Executive Rashearn Baker, who's running for the Democratic nomination for governor, is set to name his running mate today. It's expected Baker is going to introduce former prosecutor Elizabeth Embry, who's currently head of the criminal division in the Maryland Attorney General's office. The so-called Never Again movement goes to Tallahassee, Florida today. Dozens of students from the Parkland area will lobby for tougher gun laws.
Alex Wind is one of the survivors of last Wednesday's fatal school shooting. He says action is needed now.
I want Congress to put a bill out saying we need stricter background checks. Here's how we're going to do it.
And that's what will be discussed when students meet with leaders in the state capitol this week. Meanwhile, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School is reopening in phases. Staff members will return Friday, and officials hope to have classes back in session next Tuesday. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
A youth segment of the Women's March is organizing a national student walkout for March 14th, exactly 1 month after the Florida school shooting. High school and college students around here and around the country are expected to take part, says Madison Thomas, a junior at Georgetown University.
The movement is youth-led, and we rely on some of our adult allies, but it's really a youth movement to speak out about a problem that youth are in particular facing, which is gun violence in school.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 25,219. The Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Maryland ends a 7-game road losing streak with a win over Northwestern. Howard loses. NHL, the Caps beat Buffalo. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Time changes everything, like your ability to use your timeshare. If your timeshare no longer works for you, call Timeshare Exit Team at 844-981-EXIT. That's 844-981-EXIT. Or visit timeshareexitteam.com.
If you stand on it, we stand behind it.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. Salt, dirt, grime gets buried deep. And the damage it can cause? With every step you take, these particles grind away like sandpaper. Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. For more than 60 years, it's a name you can trust. We use our time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand to remove every speck of dirt. And if your rug is in need of repair, our team of professionals are dedicated to restoring your precious rug, making them look like new again. And right now, for a very limited time, take advantage of our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. That's right, I said it, absolutely free. For pickup and delivery, call now, 703-241-1111, or online at joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
We are all so busy with work and family, we put ourselves and our health on hold. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. For a lot of us, making healthy food choices is challenging. You know you should eat a healthy breakfast, but there's no time, so you grab something fast and go. I get it. Lunchtime, it's fast food or something just as bad. By dinnertime, you're tired, so you feed the kids, grab a snack, and then you go to bed. It's hard to get into a healthy routine. But what if eating healthy was easy? A simple plan for breakfast, lunch, dinner, even snacks. And what if this simple plan offered proven weight loss? That's EMP 180 Weight Loss. Learn what to eat and what not to eat. It's all mapped out. And before you know it, like me, you hit your ideal weight. I lost 40 pounds. I now eat right and I don't stress over food. EMP 180 Weight Loss, located in Tyson's Corner and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big
and clean.
We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
Whatever you're pointing at will disappear. We work until midnight,
7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's begin on Metro Rail. They had temporarily suspended the Blue Line trains between Stadium Armory and Addison Road. They are back up and running, however, just single tracking. So expect delays. Blue and Silver trains, again, single tracking between Stadium Armory and Addison Road. They had some fire department activity. They needed to call to the station, but again, they're running but behind schedule. 66. No change in this crash. Trying to get from Manassas into Centerville. Still have a lot of activity here eastbound as you approach the exit for 29 Centerville. Two left lanes get by the crash. You'll see the arrow boards set up trying to get everybody over there. I know it's confusing. You all try to filter down the two lanes. Once you get by the crash, though, that's the breakaway point. Then you're good beyond through Fair Oaks and up through to the Capitol Beltway. If you're taking the Greenway Toll Road here early on, no early worries as you make your travels coming in toward the Capitol Beltway. 395 had the minor crash and Landmark that was cleared over to the shoulder. Now, for the Maryland Beltway, heads up, if you're coming around out of Bethesda and if you're coming off of the 270 spur, you're all in delays here trying to get past. Oh, they stopped traffic here. Right as you come off of the spur and around past Old Georgetown Road, it had been two left lanes getting by, so hang tight. They're just trying to get the cars over to the shoulder. So right now, everyone temporarily stopped on the Beltway before River Road. There they go. They've released those two lanes again. So two left lanes get by before River Road on the Beltway, but big tie-ups there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A very mild morning, patchy fog and cloud around, developing sunshine through the day. 72 overnight tonight, fog and cloud back, 59 degrees tomorrow. Our clouds give way to sunshine, record warmth 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Arlington, 51 in Damascus, 54 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Mornings on the Mall. Coming up this morning at 7:05, Joe DiGenova will join us, break down those indictments from over the weekend. Eager for that. Steve Kastenbaum will be here at 7:35 this morning from South Korea, talking about the Winter Olympics. 8:05, Chuck Thies. He's a former campaign manager for Mayor Vince Gray. We'll talk about the mayoral battle as another scandal rocks D.C. schools. And then Larry Kudlow will be with us at 8:35. I'm Vince Colonnaise with Mary Walter.
And joining us now is Ashley Carter, the at-large representative for the D.C. State Board of Education. Ashley, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Mary.
All right, we want to talk to you about what's going on with the chancellor of the schools, Antoine Wilson. He apparently has been caught with putting his child first in schools that are outside of the district where he lives, the area where he lives out of his ward. First going to Duke Ellington School, then moving his child into the Wilson School. The child should be going to the Dunbar School. And this has broken, and the deputy mayor, Jennifer Niles, has resigned over this. I want to just play a cut for you here. Cut 9, Mike. This is Antoine Wilson on Fox 5 explaining why he moved his daughter to a different school.
My daughter was struggling socially and emotionally, engaging in behaviors we had never seen before. Certainly affecting her health and not eating, not coming out of her room, and expressing real anxiety around going to school. And I want folks to understand that as a parent, I had certainly had tunnel vision, and as a chancellor, my focus was really trying to make sure that my wife was able to get the help she needed to transfer our daughter, and to do it in a way that we were trying to do it correctly. It's clear we got it wrong.
Now, as I said, the deputy mayor, Jennifer Niles, has resigned. Why does he still have his job?
You know, I'm not sure. Really, at this point, we've seen that the saga of scandals to hit D.C. public schools continues. Unfortunately, he broke his own policies, policies that he was fully aware of when he started here. He wrote the policies, and then he decided to break them. And that is why currently five council members, the D.C. auditor, and myself have all asked for his resignation. And the list continues to grow, because while I can completely understand as a parent that he wants the best for his child, at the same time, he shouldn't have circumvented the rules and broken the rules to get his child into a better school when his neighborhood school was an option.
Right. And he crafted those rules just 2 months before he broke them. And, you know, meanwhile, you had the mayor who Mayor Muriel Bowser, who got an apology out of him over the weekend, basically forced him to issue a public apology, but somehow retains confidence in him. And this despite the fact that she just fired the deputy mayor for education, Jennifer Niles, on Friday. So what is going on here? Why isn't she seeking his firing?
Well, currently, she says, as well as those who are against his resignation, they believe that he's been put into place for only a couple months. That it cost a lot of money for the chancellor's search. It cost a lot of time. And these people think that he has made strides. And while, yes, he ended up with a lot of problems, he inherited a lot of problems when he came on and has made some good work. At the same time, this scandal, when you cheat the system, you've lost the public's trust. And right now, I don't see how he has the ability to go on and be an effective chancellor after circumventing the rules that he made himself.
Yeah, and isn't this exactly what people have a problem with when it comes to quote-unquote the swamp? Rules for thee, but not for me. There are probably a lot of parents in D.C. who would love school choice, who beg for school choice, yet those in power deny it to them.
But they have it. They just need to get in line, and he just jumped the whole thing.
Right,
exactly.
But
and you know, he especially he said in the city paper when he first started that he heard from all of these parents saying, "I want to get my kid into a top school. How do I get my kid into a top school?" And he said, "We shouldn't be worried about that." And yet, then he goes and does it himself.
Yeah,
it makes you think. After this, what other rules has he broken? Or what other rules and policies is he willing to break?
This is why the mayor's position, the mayor's position here seems untenable. Like, who cares what problems he inherited? He created a bunch of new ones on his own. And
exactly.
And so for her to fire the deputy mayor who was a part of this corrupt scheme in order to move his daughter, now, his head is not sought? I mean, what is his relationship to her? Why is it that she's keeping the chancellor on board? It can't just be about a search. If you literally swing a rock, you're going to find somebody who knows that you're not supposed to create a rule and then violate it 2 months later.
Oh, I completely agree, Vince. I think that he should resign. I think that anyone who had any part to deal with this or any of the other scandals combined needs to resign. I think that we need to have a clean slate. I really believe that our system of education, we need to look at the entire system. We have to look at oversight, and we need to come up with true solutions that are going to help our kids.
And maybe now,
all we're doing is hurting the children in the D.C. public schools education system.
And yeah, thank you so much for being with us, Ashley. Maybe we could see the school board use this to fix this choice lottery system that we have in D.C. and maybe move to something that works a little bit better for people.
Meanwhile, 8:05 this morning, we'll be joined by Chuck Thies. He's the former campaign manager for Mayor Vince Gray. We'll get a sense of whether this mayoral thing is going to be a walk for Muriel Bowser or if she'll face some competition for stuff like this. Thank you, Ashley. 6:44 here on WMAL.
This is my first time calling in. Thank you for taking my call.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I love these people.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, missing or damaged teeth really can keep you from all sorts of things in life, including eating those foods you love, affecting your job and your relationships, all sorts of stuff. But no matter how long it's been since you've actually seen a dentist, there is an answer. It's the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and their incredible staff creates the warm, no criticism, and no judgment environment you absolutely need. So what sets them apart otherwise? Well, it's their experience. Dr. Ruparelli is one of the most highly trained and experienced full-mouth dental implant surgeons in the entire D.C. area. Your comfort is their priority. They've got full sedation services that range from pill-form conscious sedation all the way up to full general anesthesia with a board-certified anesthesiologist right in-house. They can perform your procedure in one office with one doctor and, in many cases, just one day. And they save you so much time and money. Check out how they can help you. Go to Cascades, many success stories at CascadesDental.com, and then call Cascades at 866-25-SLEEP. That's 866-25-SLEEP.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
6:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Oh, it's been a little bit busy hour here. Let's go New York Avenue inbound. The latest problem will be the crash after the Brentwood Parkway, but before you get to Florida Avenue, you actually have the left lane blocked in each direction. Not much of an effect on the outbound rush hour flow, but inbound New York Avenue, you lose the left lane again before you get to Florida Avenue due to the crash. Now, busy on the Beltway, Maryland in Bethesda and coming off of the 270 spur. The crash on the outer loop of the Beltway before you get to River Road. And again, right as you merge off of the spur and again, come around past old Georgetown Road, stay to the left to get by. Looking like it's linking up with delays now coming out of Rockville on 270 and around from near Connecticut Avenue. So be prepared on that stretch of the Beltway. Also to the Wilson Bridge, seeing delays pretty normal back near 210. 66. Unfortunately, no change with this crash. Long-standing accident jams us out of Gainesville this morning. So Gainesville through Manassas up toward the exit for 29 Centerville. Two left lanes get by the crash. Then beyond, you're wide open after you sat through all that, heading up through to the Beltway. 395. Watch for delays now. Beltway through the landmark accident quickly over to the shoulder. And a quick note on Metrorail. They are no longer single tracking, but now trying to get back up on speed on those blue and silver line trains where they had been single tracking between Stadium Armory and Addison Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If it's not today, it will likely be tomorrow that we set record warmth. Today, 72, the record 76. Some early morning fog and clouds giving way to sunshine by tomorrow up to 78. That's a record breaking the record of 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 648 on WMAL. The president and his wife and son Barron are at Mar-a-Lago. They're in Florida. And yesterday, whenever they go anywhere, it's a motorcade, of course. And yesterday, they're getting ready to get going in the motorcade, and oops, all came to a screeching halt because the driver of a vehicle for the motorcade wound up being detained briefly by security agents because they found a gun in his baggage. Yeah, it was found during a security screening of the vehicle in a parking lot across the street from Mar-a-Lago. The man wasn't identified, and he said to them, well, forgot to leave that firearm in my personal vehicle before I got into the van that was supposed to be part of the motorcade.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
They often have volunteers drive the press van. And that's what it sounded like happened.
Yeah,
there.
He was going to be operating one of the press vans. The Secret Service said the man was a staff contracted driver. A background check determined that he does own the gun legally, but all drivers were replaced after the incident. The press was loaded back into the vans. The driver was being questioned by an officer. He was not allowed onto club property. So White House staffer drove the press van instead. And when the motorcade vehicles entered the club grounds, there was an accident. A different van grazed one of the Secret Service vehicles. It was just a goat rodeo. But everybody had to get out, check the damage. And there was very minor damage. No one was hurt. And I'm assuming there was not an insurance claim filed.
Well, it's not hard to see why he wanted to protect himself. He was driving the press van. there were a bunch of reporters in the car. Get the gun.
But he'll be here all week. Tip your waiters. 6:49 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Do you have dirty carpets? Are you embarrassed when your friends or family come over and see or perhaps even smell the yuck in them? Well, Zero Res can help. I use them at my house and highly recommend you do too. Their name, Zero Res, means zero residue because they leave behind no residue. They have a patented process that cleans without any chemicals and provides a healthier, germ-free environment for your home. A Zero Res cleaning helps your carpet stay cleaner longer and your carpets will be left totally clean, removing all stains, odors, and traffic patterns. Imagine getting new carpets without the high expense. That's what Zero Res does. I have a great offer for WMAL listeners. Book right now. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $147. Plus, you'll get a hallway cleaning for free. Don't have carpet? Zero Res is also offering 25% off hardwood cleaning and polishing. Call now 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDC.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same, Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
It's 6:53, so it's time to see how your money is doing. Here's Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jess.
Good morning, Mary. Back after the holiday, futures are all lower, with the Dow indicated to drop about 200 points at the open. The S&P 500, by the way, is coming off its best weekly gain in more than 5 years. The Dow and the NASDAQ also had strong weeks last week, but all are still down for February. Markets are mixed in Europe. They closed mostly lower overnight in Asia. Crude oil is back up above $62 a barrel. Walmart just reported quarterly earnings this morning that were mixed. She Shares are down more than 2% right now in the pre-market. Walmart is holding a live conference call today, something it hasn't done in a very long time. Home Depot's results out just about an hour ago beat Wall Street forecasts. Shares are flat, though, in early trading. Disney Marvel's Black Panther demolished the record for the biggest President's Day weekend box office with a stunning $235 million debut. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have six seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
655 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, heads up for all in the Maryland Beltway. If you head from, coming off of 270 and around out of Bethesda, the crash on the Beltway outer loop right as you come off of 270 before you get to River Road. Still have the two right lanes blocked and delays out of Gaithersburg linking up out of Clarksburg. So expect this to take some time to clear. The accident still going on. Also on the Beltway, you have delays from 95 to George Avenue and just a slight break, and that's going to link up very soon to get around past Connecticut Avenue to this crash before River Road. That's one of our really tough spots, really slow through that stretch. Also 66, long-standing crash. It's been a tough go this morning. If you're just tuning in here on Gainesville, that's where delays begin now, 66, to get through Manassas to the crash before 29 Centerville. And they still have the two right lanes blocked, multiple cars involved in that crash. That's why taking so long to get multiple tow trucks there, and all the feeder roads trying to get up onto 66 also affected. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record warmth on the way, well above 70. Tomorrow, today, just inching above 70. 72 with developing sunshine after some fog and cloud early. Overnight tonight, 59. Tomorrow, 78 breaks the record of 75. We'll have some clouds early, then some partial clearing. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 54 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
All right, I got an update for you on something. You remember last November, the president went to China. He went to China. So during his trip there, something sort of amazing happened that has not come out until this weekend. Nobody knew, and it involved John Kelly, the chief of staff. All right, so let's set the framework for you. And we get this courtesy of Axios, and Jonathan Swan reported this. Apparently, there was a skirmish over the nuclear football, trailing the president. Of course, you've got somebody carrying the suitcase behind the president, the briefcase with the nuclear codes in it, trailing the president in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. And this is according to Swan, how it happened. When the military aide carrying the football entered the Great Hall, Chinese security officials attempted to block him from following the president of the United States. He's supposed to obviously stay with the president alongside a doctor at all times. A U.S. official ran into the room next door where John Kelly was and alerted him that this had just happened, that the nuclear football was stopped and that John Kelly needed to know about it. It was at that point that Kelly ran back into that room, and he urged all of the U.S. officials, keep walking. Quote, we're moving in, he said. That's when a Chinese security official grabs John Kelly. Oh,
bad move. Do not grab John Kelly. John Kelly shoves the man off of his body, and a Secret Service agent is said to, the initial report on this was a Secret Service agent then tackled the Chinese security official. Okay? So now just, this is the picture of this. The president's walking through this hall. The nuclear football gets stopped by some Chinese security official. John Kelly rushes in, tells the Americans, keep going. Don't stop. And then this Chinese official grabs him by the arm. John Kelly shoves him. A Secret Service agent then dives in and tackles this Chinese official. All right?
Well, the whole scuffle, they say, was over in, quote, a flash. And U.S. officials said, according to this report, were told about the incident, were asked to keep quiet about it, which they successfully did up until this point. Otherwise, everything went according to plan beyond that. But somebody on China's end did not get the memo about how the way this is supposed to work and the way that, you know, the nuclear codes, they travel with the president. So at no point, Swan points out, did the Chinese ever have the nuclear football in their possession. And I believe it's handcuffed to the guy who actually carries it. So they would have had to remove his hand or something, or have a magic key with them or something. But they didn't get it from him. And meanwhile, the Secret Service has released a statement. At first, they were disputing the notion that anyone was tackled. Now they're disputing. Now they've reeled it back a little bit. All they're saying is that nobody was brought to the ground. It apparently wasn't a form tackle. It was there was some grappling going on. Quote, an individual not part of the official delegation attempted to prevent one of our protectees from entering a room. A U.S. Secret Service agent quickly intervened and a short scuffle ensued. The individual complied with the agent's directions and no further action was necessary. At no time did anyone involved fall to the ground. The event continued without incident.
I just have this mental picture of the president walking and just total chaos behind him, and he has no clue any of it's going on, and he's just walking along.
Or if you just look back, he's like, eh, no problem. John's taking care of it.
That's true. Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Joe DeGeneva. We'll talk to him about those indictments and also the school shooting and anything else that happens to be a top of mind for Joe.
And is America tackling everybody else in the Winter Olympics? Steve Kasten will talk to us about that when he joins us at 7:35 this morning.
It's 7 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. A new poll gives Maryland Governor Larry Hogan continued strong job approval numbers. The Goucher College survey out this morning shows that 61% of registered voters approve or strongly approve of Hogan's performance. That's only down a point from a similar poll last September. Goucher's poll director calls Hogan's numbers high and very stable over the last 3 years. Meanwhile, at mid-morning in Baltimore, Prince George's County Executive Rushern Baker, who's running for governor, will introduce his running mate. Baker's expected to name former prosecutor Elizabeth Embry, who's currently head of the criminal division in the Maryland Attorney General's office. Baker is running for the Democratic nomination and the chance to challenge Larry Hogan in November. Survivors of last week's Florida high school shooting will be lobbying lawmakers in Tallahassee today. And they plan to challenge lawmakers' attitudes about what weapons are legal in Florida.
Student survivors are not taking no for an answer. They are hopping on buses today at 1 p.m. They're heading to the state capitol insisting that state lawmakers listen to their voices, and they plan to challenge any state lawmaker who believes that they might know more about gun control than a student survivor who came face to face with death.
Correspondent Rosa Flores. In the wake of the Florida high school shooting, schools and colleges nationwide are planning a protest, including some around here.
It's being organized by a youth segment of the Women's March. On March 14th, students in high schools and colleges across the country will walk out of class for 17 minutes in honor of the 17 victims in Parkland, Florida. Madison Thomas is organizing a walkout at Georgetown University
to raise awareness of the issue of gun violence in schools and call on our legislators to take action on gun reform.
Among the high schools scheduled to take part, Walter Johnson in Bethesda, Yorktown and Washington Lee High Schools in Arlington. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And you can see the full list of schools planning walkouts at WMAL.com. Pressure continues to build for the D.C. Public Schools Chancellor to step down for violating school lottery rules to benefit his own daughter. 5 D.C. council members have now called on Chancellor Antoine Wilson to resign. The district's inspector General's office found that Wilson violated the rules he wrote when he asked for help in getting his daughter transferred to Wilson High School. Gas prices in the Washington area have been dropping a little lately, and Gas Buddy's Patrick DeHaan says it's not just around here.
This is the second straight week that the national average has declined. In fact, 47 of the nation's 50 states saw gas prices decline versus where prices were a week ago. So it's been a fairly broad decline across much of the country.
Locally, average gas prices fell 2.5 cents a gallon in the past week, now average averaging $2.75 a gallon. A police officer convicted of trying to help ISIS says his behavior was an aberration and does not reflect who he is. 38-year-old Nicholas Young also says he never considered engaging in or supporting any terrorist acts against the U.S. Young was convicted in December, now faces up to 60 years in prison at his sentencing this Friday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 25,219, the Nasdaq at 72,39. Sports, the Caps get a win in Buffalo. College basketball, Maryland wins, Howard loses. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep down professional clean. You need Hadid.